All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we are live on 97.1 Free FM, backstage at the Grammys.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And so watch them Sunday night. And sitting in front of us might be the number one show in cable right now, Kim Kardashian from the Kardashians, right?
Yeah.
It's an unbelievable show. My wife watches. Every time I come home, it's on TV.
Really?
Every single time I come home. Last night, she was watching it where you guys found some old home movies.
Oh, yes.
And we're watching the home movies of your dad and getting thrown out of the tub. I'm not sure which kid got thrown out of the
Chloe,
tub.
Chloe. We pushed her out.
Right. But it's a great show.
Thank
and we're
you.
Always trying to figure out where you guys live. It's like
we live in Calabasas.
Calabasas.
Which is okay. Valley in Hidden Hills.
Yeah, Hidden Hills. That's what it looks like. It looks like Hidden Hills.
Yes.
But it's a great show.
Thank you.
It's terrific. I saw the episode where you guys helped the homeless guy out.
That actually freaked me out. I didn't know if my sister was bringing home a homeless guy.
Sure.
And I walked down the hallway and, you know, for some reason they didn't catch me, but I literally was freaked out. And, I ran in my mom's room and I said, well, who is this guy and what's going on? You know, and I was like, I don't want to be a part of this right now. It freaked me out a little bit.
How many episodes have you done?
Last season was 8, and this season is 10.
Wow, the show's really picking up a following.
Yeah, we're really excited. We're shocked by, you know, the ratings, and there wasn't a whole lot of promotion put into it, and it did amazing. And second season airs March 9th.
It's called Keeping Up with the Kardashians, right?
Yes.
And it's a great show. It really is. I mean, it's one of those shows where you stop and you go, all right, I'll just watch like 2 minutes of it. And then literally like 2 hours later, you're still sitting there watching
more of it. Now, I have to mention, Kim, because the radio audience doesn't see this beautiful ring that you're wearing. Now, did that come to you from someone special? Is there a story about that?
No, this isn't the engagement ring that people think I'm engaged. No.
You're not engaged.
No, I'm not engaged. But this I bought myself.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Are you close to being engaged?
I'm very happy.
All right, I think that's
I'm very happy, but I don't, you know, that's not something that we really think about or talk about right now.
Now, there's three girls, right? And one boy.
There's six girls and four boys.
Is that right?
Yeah, but...
But only four were on
six
TV.
Six of us in the house.
Wow.
Right.
That's unbelievable.
Did all 10, were all 10 offered an opportunity to be on the show and four said, no, we don't want to be on?
No, I think that, you know, Bruce's daughter, she's 27, and she just got married, so it wasn't really her thing to do it.
Right.
You see my stepbrother Brody and Brandon on last season, and then this season you see a little bit of Brody, Brandon, and Bert, which are Bruce's three boys.
I see.
And how many nude models in the whole gang?
How many nude models? 10. All of us at some point.
All right, but who's done like the most modeling work? It's got to be you, right?
Yeah, I've done the most modeling work.
Yeah, with like FHM and
I've never done FHM. I did Playboy.
I mean Playboy.
Yeah.
What did I say? FHM?
Yeah.
I meant Playboy.
You meant Playboy and Maxim, right?
I haven't done Maxim.
I said Playboy though, right?
Yeah.
Right. I said Playboy.
Playboy was the big one that I did.
When did you do Playboy?
I did that. Gosh, maybe like 6-8 months ago.
Is that weird? Because that's like the 10th anniversary that my dad and I did Playgirl.
Oh, really? That is weird, Tim. Yeah.
Yeah, 10 years ago. It seems like yesterday.
Was that an awkward shoot with your dad doing that?
Well, when he did the Adorf character, it was a little odd.
Yeah, a little weird, right?
Yeah,
I bet.
Just because of the, I'm 6'1", and he would.
Yeah, I understand.
You know what I mean?
I understand.
All right. Now, Kim, you're not engaged.
No.
But you do have a very steady guy. Do you live with the guy? You still living at home?
No, we have our own place. We spend so much time together. It's like we live together. But
now, what is your heritage?
I'm Armenian.
Armenian.
Yeah, my dad's Armenian and my mom is German and Irish.
I have a friend who, David Mosikian, who's Armenian. And these kids stay at home until they get married.
Yeah.
I think David was 30 when he finally moved out. And I think his brother was 35.
Yeah, is it part of the culture? I guess it is, right?
It is, but, we all are really independent. We go to the home a lot, but we live close by. Not all of us live there. The little ones do. But it's typically, you know, pretty standard for Armenian culture.
What's with the vagueness on the engagement?
Oh, it's just been such a rumor that I'm engaged. Everywhere I go today, everyone's asking me if I'm engaged, and I'm not engaged.
He's not asked you to marry him?
No.
And who is this guy? Would we know him?
You might.
Yeah. I actually just really thought the ring was beautiful and wondered if it was like...
Oh, I thought you were making a joke
he's a jewelry nut.
No. I know. I really... It's beautiful. I wondered if it was passed down maybe from your mom or something, because it looks kind of...
antique?
Yeah, little bit.
All right, Brian, enough of the jewelry. Who's the guy?
Sorry, Tim.
He's just a nice guy.
Is he an actor?
No.
Singer?
No.
Dancer?
No.
Jeweler?
Brian, please, with the jewelry. Oh,
I wish he was a jeweler.
Sorry, Tim, I just...
Should quit playing football and be a jeweler.
Oh, he's in football.
Oh, there we go.
All right, who's he play for?
Slipped out.
Who's he play for?
He plays for the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, is that right? All right, and what does he play, quarterback?
Running back.
Oh,
is his last name Bush?
It is.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Holy Christ, I didn't know that. That's one of the greatest guys on the planet. Is he here tonight?
No, he's not.
Wow. Reggie Bush?
How about that?
Did you meet him at USC?
My father went to USC, and my brother goes there now. My brother and him went at the same time when he was at his last year, and my brother was a freshman, but that's not how we met. We met through friends.
The babies you two are going to make. Oh, Bobo.
Yeah, really. Isn't that funny?
You guys should get it going right away.
We'll wait till we're married.
What's he doing in the off season?
We're just, traveling and...
Yeah.
I think that's something that we're really excited to do when I'm off.
Is he going to live in New Orleans?
No, he lives here in Los Angeles, and then...
I think it's the only team in the NFL where nobody lives...
In the city that they play for.
You know what? He likes it. He does a lot of charity work there.
Yeah,
there's
a lot to be done. A lot of work to be done still.
I'm bringing the show there next week, and we're going to build homes, and he has a celebrity charity pool tournament that him and Shaquille O'Neal are doing.
Exciting. Now, did you go to the White House with him? Didn't he go to the White House?
Yes, I did not go with him.
To meet President Bush?
Yes, I didn't go.
Must have been interesting, huh?
Interesting, yeah.
Why did you choose not to go?
I think I was out of town.
Oh, all right.
That was
How long
April.
Have you been dating him?
Almost a year.
Almost a year? All right. Yeah. Anytime you look to somebody else for the answer, it's a lie.
No.
All right, Kim. Thanks for coming by. We don't want to bust your chops.
Thank you so much.
Say hi to Reggie.
I will.
Kim Kardashian. Keeping up with the Kardashians. Very popular show.
Oh, thank you.
And Brian, enough with
she
the jewelry.
She just wanted to show me the ring. Tim.
Ah, Bobo.
I'm a show off.
She showed it to
Jesus
me.
Jesus Christ,
Kim, you showed
nice
it to me.
Nice to see you, Kim. Thank you very much. All right, there she goes, Kim Kardashian.
No, that ring is probably worth about $75,000.
Dude, she's dating Reggie Bush.
Yeah,
do you know who that is?
Yes, I do. Yes, he's a running back.
Yeah,
yes,
but wasn't he the Heisman Trophy winner?
A few years ago,
wasn't he? You don't know that, Cherry, do you? You know if it was or not?
I believe it was.
No, I do remember hearing about that.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And here to introduce our next guest is Gina Grad, everybody.
Hello. I'd like to introduce the one and only R&B sensation, Ray J.
Oh,
wonderful
thank
guy,
you.
Brandy,
it.
Who's amazing. His brother. And we're really excited.
Hey, what's going down, y'all?
Right.
How
All
are
right.
you? How y'all
Ray
feeling?
J, everybody, look Good. At you.
Now, dude, we have to, before, I mean, it's coming here, so we got to get to this. We did have Kim Kardashian on a short while ago.
How was it?
Well, you tell me.
She was asking about you.
It was okay.
Yeah.
She was asking about me?
Now, let me ask you, a lot of guys who listen to our show, they've seen, seen that internet.
Yeah.
Where did that session take place? Where was that?
That was in Mexico.
Oh, it was in Mexico.
Was that recently?
That was in Cabo. Now, that was... about 5-6 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where'd you guys meet?
Brandy hooked it up. My sister.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, man.
What a sister.
Oh, she's great.
I tell you, my sister's never done that for me.
And she's great.
My sister calls me and says, hey, I need a ride to the airport.
That's what Tim's sister does, yeah.
Yeah, that's
it. You gotta give her a ride.
Now, this video that we saw, this session, this was a...
he calls it a session.
Yeah, what's wrong with
it? It's like it's a music session.
Yeah.
Gotta put
more romance into it.
This encounter,
yeah,
that's a little more...
A little more intense.
Right. Yeah. This was a one-time encounter, or this was something that happened more than once, and we've only seen the video one time?
Well, no, she was my girl, so of course I was in it a lot. You know what I mean?
Are there
any more videos?
I do know what you mean.
You know what? If there are any more videos, they've already come out. Like, they've taken all the videos and put them into one.
Right.
So I don't know, I don't know, really, right. if there's any more coming out, but I'm sure it was just part one and part two. That's it.
I see. Right. Now, are you up for an award or anybody in the family?
Nah, I just got a new single out. It's called Sexy Can I. It just came in number one most added crossover, rhythmic, urban. It's called Sexy Can I. Great record. I'm back with the new album in April. It's called All I Feel. So, we just here, promoting a new album and just, making face with all the new artists in here.
Oh, that's great.
And what is your relationship with the Kardashian family?
You know what? Right now, everything's just, it's not on the up and up. It's just, it is what it is. I still, have respect for the family and, for women in general. So, I wouldn't go as, calling them sluts and stuff like that. That would be a little bit, too.
Who has the master tape? I mean, there's always like a master video. There's just like the copy, the first generation. Where is that? Do we know where that is?
I don't know. I transferred that copy over to Kim in order to shoot it.
I see.
She had to keep it. And so I don't know, maybe Steve Hirsch might have it.
Oh, wait a minute. So Kim is the one that released it.
I don't know.
You don't know how it was released.
I don't know. I know Steve released it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
At Vivid.
Right. So he has the master, I guess.
Probably. Yeah. And then after all of the damages.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I seen it. I didn't like the edit.
You don't like it?
I didn't like the first edit. Part two was better.
Were you like in a zone that day? I mean, was that like the best of the best?
Nah, that was an okay day for me.
It was?
Yeah, I think my better times are really not filmed.
Are you saying we shouldn't judge you on that film? That shouldn't
be. Nah, I think that was from five years ago. That was like a seven.
Oh, that's 5 years ago too. You have some more. You have some new moves.
I've been in the gym. I've been working out.
Me too.
I've been trying different. Angles,
Yeah, right.
I want to show it privately. Yeah. I don't want the world
to
see.
No more videos.
Getting your swerve on.
Rage, yeah.
But I didn't do Playboy, though.
No.
You feel me?
Or Playgirl. Yeah.
You feel me? She did it.
Yeah. Making money off
it. She did do it.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, have you seen it?
What? I haven't.
Have you seen the video?
No, I haven't.
but it's been on every dude has seen it, right? And
I've been trying to just leave the whole thing alone for 08, but it's so massive.
It's made
so much money to where, I definitely entertain it and have some fun.
Do you think she's money on it?
You think she's hotter now? You've seen her, we saw her just earlier tonight. You think she's hotter?
I think she's hot, I think she's hot. I'm not a hater. I think she's hot.
Did you run into her today?
I didn't run in it today. No, I haven't ran in it in a while.
But I mean, if you did see her and pass her in the hall today here at the Staples Center, what would the vibe be?
It's always weird with us, but we have a strong love for each other. I would say
that survives.
How long did that relationship go on?
Like 4 years.
How old was she at the time?
Same age, 21.
21.
Both the same age.
That was a hotel room that we saw.
Yeah, that was the Esperanza.
Yeah, man.
Must have been like a full night of drinking and smoking, and then
we were bored.
Oh, what a life you're living.
I always say
we had a lot of time on our hands.
All right. Some people,
I go to Tijuana just to get cheap cigarettes. You're down there really enjoying yourself.
Some people say that you should never ever roll video on yourself because it's awkward.
That's for you.
Is it just me who hears that? Oh. Sorry.
All right, Ray J, thanks for coming
by. Thank you. New album, All I Feel, is coming in April. New single, Sexy Can I, is out now. Y'all log on to my myspace.com/RAYJ and check out all the info.
All right. Thank you.
There you go. Nice to see you, man.
Thank you
very much. All right, there he goes, everybody. All right, folks, we got to take a break. Where's Gina? Is she around?
Gina's here, but...
Gina had to step out for a second to go.
Are you okay?
All right, let's take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll speak to these other guys here. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We are live on 97.1 Free FM, backstage of the Grammys, being brought to you by the Palazzo.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, some people call it the Palazzo. It's the Palazzo.
Palazzo.
Yeah, it's a brand new casino there in Las Vegas, so get on out there. It's PalazzoLasVegas.com. It's Conway and Whitman, backstage of the Grammys on 97.1 Free FM.